Oh no! There's that music again. The music that never fails to make me wonder just what it must be like to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and become a lawman. You're working the all-night shift. It's 2:15 in the morning. Ain't nothing going on. So you light a fresh cigar and take out your brand new copy of Hustler magazine. You gotta read it real careful, though, because it's bad for public relations if someone comes up to the window to ask you for directions, and there you are drooling over Miss Wesson Oil 1977. Yeah, so you're reading and drooling, but suddenly just looking ain't good enough for you. You need a taste of the real thing. So you put your car in gear and take a spin by the local lover's lane to see if maybe you can interrupt a little drilling. So you cruise up with the engine off in neutral, just kind of quiet as can be. Ain't no headlights on, ain't no nothing. You just cruise up there behind an automobile that's got the lights out and just rocking back and forth on its shock absorber. You lick your lips in expectation as you crawl over to the car and raise your head slowly. Your hot breath smears the window glass as you look inside and see them. Two young kids locked in their first experience of what life is all about. You try to be quiet. You try to stand there quietly, but you can't help it. A tidal wave of saliva rolls down your uniform. Every ounce of judgment in you tells you you should tap on the window and tell them to get the hell out of there. But for some reason, you're trapped like a common voyeur, watching and watching, breathing and drooling and watching. Finally, you can't take it anymore. You open the door, you jump inside with them, and they both scream, caught in the act. You tell the boy to get out of there and lock himself in the patrol car. He's so scared the dumb turkey does it, leaving you alone with his girlfriend in the car. She's all afraid that she'll turn her in when you say, maybe you and I can make a deal. Her eyes open in horror as she watches you unbutton your shirt, as she watches your gun belt drop around your ankles. You're ready to do you some offshore drilling when your sergeant pulls up. Oh my God! He instantly sizes up the situation and knows what's going on. He says, all right, give me your badge. Oh my God! He says, give me your gun. He tells you to get in the back of your own patrol car. And he takes you down to the station house. What humiliation! What disgrace! He takes you to the booking room. He says the words you thought you would never hear anyone say about you. He screams self-righteously, book him.